You're listening to Tucson Business Radio X. And now with Josh Gruber, here's Weeding Out Business, a program that tells it like it is. If you want to be successful on Business Radio X, here's Josh.
Good morning. This is Josh Gruber, host of Weeding Out Business here in Tucson, Arizona. We are live at the Stewart Title on Broadway in Alvernon. This show is hosted on Tucson Business Radio X. We are here on a Thursday morning, a little after 10 a.m. We have an interesting guest on the show today, a lady that I've met a few times, and I think that what she has to offer is a pretty cool platform for people to get services done, along with just getting recognition in this industry. The industry is real estate. The lady is Delilah Royce, and she is the owner and publisher of Real Producers Magazine, which is a magazine that focuses and kind of acknowledges the top 500 realtors in Tucson. Isn't that right, Delilah?
Yes, it's Tucson Real Producers.
Tucson Real Producers.
Yep. Okay.
Awesome. So yeah, thanks for being on. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and how did you get started in this?
Okay, so I'm actually from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Cool.
Been in Tucson a long time, though, about 33, 34 years. And I got started in the realtor industry by providing closing gifts for realtors. So I don't know if you've heard of Cutco Closing Gifts, but Cutco is high quality kitchen cutlery. And I had an opportunity to engrave the agent's name and their number on the gift that they're giving their client. So it's kind of like a permanent business card that they've given to their client.
So that they're constantly top of mind, because when you give somebody a great knife that actually works, they use it every day, they're never going to forget who you are. So the best part of what I did in the realtor industry was sit down with agents. I got a chance to meet them, hear their stories, get to know them a little bit, make friends, really, with quite a few of them. And so that was the best part of what I did in my closing gift industry. And so I was given an opportunity about 2 years ago to bring a publication that got to highlight those great agents and tell their stories. And so when I found out about this particular publication, which is Real Producers, I jumped on it, thought it would be a good fit for who I am and how I like to develop relationships.
Right, because you were already talking to realtors, and now you could kind of give them a special platform to make sure that people are aware of who's doing what and
right.
Vouch for themselves through somebody else's magazine, I guess.
Right.
So did you do real estate in Louisiana or only here in Tucson?
No, I've never done real estate.
We're in the real estate market. Did you do your Cutco knives here in Tucson or?
Only in Tucson.
Okay.
I did Cutco for a couple of years, and that was my in into the realtor community. Before that, my husband and I own Patty Cakes of Tucson. We've been in Tucson over 30 years, and we do baby bronzed hand and foot impressions.
Okay.
And so we go to people's homes that have had a baby or have a little one, and we take their little hand and foot and we make a mold of it. And then we mold it and bronzed, and we put it on a plaque, sometimes with a picture, with their name and, our dream come true or whatever little engraving they want to put on it. So we are in the memory making business for families right here in Tucson. And we even have people that we've done patty cakes for many years ago that are calling us with their babies, and we're doing their babies' patty cakes now. So we're doing multi-generational. So that's our family business that we've done for many, many years, and my husband still does patty cakes.
Well, it ties in with this pretty good, because not every realtor, but some realtors have babies, and if they know that you have that special offer, there you go. There's another little, sale for your family business. That's cool.
They probably don't know that I do patty cakes. I don't talk about it a lot, but we're out there. People know about us because we've done it for so long, and it's just a really cool memory. We've done all our grandkids like at 2 hours old. So, I mean, you can't get that back.
Right.
And it's just a really special thing. So
that's cool.
Anyway, that's what I did before I did my Cutco closing gifts, and now I'm doing Tucson Real Producers.
And this is 2 years and running?
Actually, we've been in print for a single year.
Okay.
But Real Producers is really a national franchise. The model started in 2015, and it started in Indianapolis, Indiana, for the purpose of finding a platform for top realtors to be able to connect with one another. So often nowadays, everything's so done through technology. You know, it's a text, an email. And years ago, realtors used to develop relationships. They kind of knew each other. But nowadays, they don't really know each other. Everything's done through electronics. And so when Real Producers was actually formulated a couple of years ago, the goal was to be able to connect top realtors with quality businesses that have been referred by top realtors.
Right.
And so one of what we try to do in Real Producers is meet with top agents and get referrals or recommendations of quality businesses so that we can be a platform that will connect top agents with quality businesses.
Okay. Yeah. Real estate agents are, you know, obviously one of my key, you know, clients, ideally, because they're dealing with homeowners and they want to ideally sell as many homes as possible, which if I build a good relationship with them, it kind of stacks up for me. So you and I have obviously talked about Route 2 some Real Producers and how Poppy Yard Solutions could be a part of it. What kind of opportunities are there for service industries like myself and you know, plumbers, how can they take advantage of Tucson Real Producers?
Yeah, so the agents don't pay anything to be in the publication. The partners that see the value of being in front of the top 500 agents consistently are the ones that are paying for the publication. So they have a couple of ways to take advantage of our platform. Only one of the ways is advertising in our publication. So they would come alongside us, they would see the value, and they would decide to put an ad in our publication so that they could get that top of mind exposure every single month with the top agents. And not only do they get the top of mind exposure from the agents flipping through the magazine, which they are reading it. I hear all the time people thanking me for the publication and really enjoying reading the articles in our publication. So not only do they get that benefit of people seeing their ad, but when I sit down with agents every single week, and I'm sitting down with top agents all the time to, because I'm always generating a list of people that I'm going to feature, I get to flip through my magazine and I say, hey, have you heard of so-and-so? He was referred by so-and-so. Have you heard of this company, that company? And I get a chance to talk about the partners that are making this publication possible. And when we feature people on our publication, I say, hey, we know you have your people in place, but maybe you need a new landscaper. Maybe, actually, I ask for a landscaper all the time, and I very rarely do I have somebody give me a landscaper that they really trust, appreciate, that shows up, all of those kind of things. So, you know, I'm looking for quality businesses.
I feel the pressure.
Go ahead.
I feel the pressure.
I'm serious. I mean, really, I like to be able to say, you don't have a landscaper, you should give Josh a try. I mean, not just you, but for all of my partners.
Right.
When I ask them, who can I connect you with? You know, do you like 2 days ago, I met with Bill and Melody Mesh, and they were, we really need a new plumber. You know, we have a guy, but, you know, but we could use a new plumber. And so that gives me an opportunity to say, you should try All Pro Roofer and Plumbing. They are a great company. They've been in Tucson 30 years. They're local. They know the ins and outs of how realtors, what the services realtors need for plumbing, because they are both realtors now, but their company is just reputable. They have fair prices. And so it gives me an opportunity to talk about my partners. So like I was saying, not only do they have an opportunity to advertise in our publication so the realtors see them, but then we also have events that we do quarterly. And they're social events. The whole goal of our events is for people to be able to connect and make relationships and kind of get to know each other.
Right. Yeah. No, I've said it before, right? People buy from people they know, like, and trust. So,
exactly.
You know, it's building those relationships that, you know, people really don't have to think about it when, you know, when a service that you can, that I offer comes up in their needs, they just, boom, phone call.
And if you do a good job, you know, if you take care of them in a professional way, the way that they expect, then they're going to think of you every time. And those are the kind of businesses we're looking for. We're not looking for people that just want to pay for an ad.
Right.
We're looking for people that have integrity, that a top realtor would really appreciate and be able to take advantage of the partners that come alongside us. So
other than a landscaping business, because we don't want any other landscaping companies interested in this, what other industries are you looking for? Do you have like a...
Yeah, we need a pool company.
Need a pool company?
Uh-huh. Okay. I would love to have a financial person in here. I mean, realtors would have a great need to have that kind of guidance. They're so often focused on their business. You know, they need somebody to take care of these other things. I would love to have a good CPA in our publication. Right. I would love to have a flooring company. Realtors often have the need to have floors replaced or repaired or whatever. A tile company. We could use another plumber, obviously. Not one company can take care of 500 agents.
Right.
So our goal is really to partner the best with the best.
Right.
So we want to be able to give our agents lots of options of quality companies in our publication.
No, I think it's a good outlet for the realtors to, you know, because if they're on there, then they're doing something, and if they're doing something, that means that they're going to be needing work done. And who to trust? Who can you trust more than people that get work done often? You know, because they've kind of dealt with bad times, they've dealt with great people, bad people. You know, we want to try to stand up, you know, stand out as you know, the same qualities that you just mentioned of a company that shows up, is reliable. Easy to communicate with, because things don't always go perfectly. And well, the better you communicate about something, the easier it could be resolved. So what do you think is your, like, how do you, I want to just know, like, how do you reach out to these people? Are you looking on Facebook? Do you try to do cold calls to these companies?
Are you talking about businesses?
No, yeah, for businesses to be in the magazine.
The only people I meet with are businesses that have been recommended by top realtors.
Okay.
So when I sit down with Ann Gavlik, she was on our July issue, I asked Ann, I said, hey, who do you work with that, you know, is great people that you could recommend? And she gave me the people that she thought, you know, might be a good fit for what we're doing. And then I contact them.
Okay.
And I let them know that Ann had given me their name, and they want to know what we're doing. Ann thought you might want to really know what we're up to. So I don't do a lot of scouting on Facebook for that purpose. We do a lot on Facebook promoting our articles and the people that we featured, and promoting our businesses that are partnering with us right now. We do those kind of things, but I don't really go cold calling to different companies.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, I know I asked, but after hearing your answer, it makes a lot of sense, because you have 500 people in here. You know, if each of them have three service people they would recommend, they're not all going to overlap. They're going to be different, you know. So I would think by saying that, now the most important thing you could do is meet with every realtor on here.
Right. Right? That's my goal.
And take them to coffee and, you know, and ask them those three questions and then fill your week up, you know.
Yeah. But so my goal also when I meet with agents, one of the main things is to be able to hear their stories.
Right.
Every agent has a story, and they've come from so many different realms of life before they even become an agent. And with our publication, we want to tell their story. We want to give our readership, which is the top 500 agents, a glimpse into their personal life. And we send photographers out that take beautiful pictures, and we are able to just highlight who they are as people, because often the top agents, people hear their name, they see their name on, they do deals with them, they see their names all over town on signposts for homes and stuff, but they don't really know them. You know,
right.
Our partners don't know them for sure, and then other realtors often don't know them. So when we talk about having a chance to share their story, it gives all those connecting pieces. So when our partners read Ann Gavlik's story and they have a chance to meet them at our event, then, you know, they have something to talk about. Congratulations, you've been featured. That, how awesome was that? And by the way, you know, I've lived in Alaska too, or whatever, connecting points.
Right.
And that's the start of the grooming of a relationship.
And so there's a cover person, and then there's a few different types of categories that get these realtors in the magazines.
Mm-hmm.
What are the categories, and what are the, like, how could a person go from being in, like Anthony Schaefer, good buddy of mine, play golf at Fred Inkey with him a lot of times.
Great guy.
How does he go from here to then getting the cover? What does he have to do?
So the cover is usually set aside for somebody that's kind of in the top 100. I'm not so concerned about the volume that they do. I really try to look at the integrity of the person. I want to really shine the light on good people, and Anthony is just amazing. Because of the way he gives back to his community. I mean, that's one of the, he was recommended to me, and I nominated, and I sat down with him. And so anyway, the cover is usually set aside for somebody in the top 100, 125. And of course, the numbers are always changing.
Right.
So, you know, I might look at 1 month, and then there they are, and the next month things have shifted and changed. But Anthony was in our Rising Star article. And our Rising Star article is set aside for people that have been in the industry under 5 years, but are doing exceptionally well.
Right.
And so sometimes our Rising Stars, like even in our August issue, Victoria McGullum was our Rising Star, and she's been in the industry under, I think, 4 years or so, but she's doing really well, so she's in the top 500. She could have been on the cover, but we chose to put her in the Rising Star because that is really, you know, where she is right now in her business, just climbing the, you
yeah.
know, the ladder.
Got to.
And then we also will do a legend article. So somebody that's been in the business 35, 40 years, they have a lot to share.
Right.
And those are always fun to do, too. So we've done a couple of legend articles. And we are hoping to add a broker spotlight in the future. That's one of the things that we hope to do. And then we do a colleague corner, which is an article just about a top agent, only in the top 500, that maybe has an interesting story. So like Maria Powell was one of our colleague corners, and she has a TV show and she records, you know, and she's a top realtor, and she came from Mexico, and her story was so interesting. I thought for sure it has to go in the July issue because she had, I can't remember how many brothers and sisters, but like seven or a lot. And she ended up having to raise them. And then she came to the United States and just really took full advantage of the opportunities that our country has provided her.
Right.
And it just was so inspiring to see her willing to grow and stretch and change and really make the most of every opportunity.
She had to dig deep and like, you know, suck it up, to be honest, right? At some
right.
point of her life, and just keep working, right?
Yep,
that's awesome
yep.
that she's now, you know, where
and
she
things
is.
Things would come.
I've never met her, but
things
congrats.
Would come in front of her, and she would say, "Okay, I'll do that." You know, she just really, she did it, and she took advantage of it, and now she's got her own TV program, The Maria Powell Show, and she's a top realtor, and she's just, anyway, her story was very inspiring, and those are the things we like to share, inspiring stories.
Very cool. So you guys do a lot of Facebook posts, or maybe not a lot, but you guys are pretty consistent on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to focus on the magazine posts, or do you also, like, if something cool happens with one of the 500 realtor, or top 500 realtors, would you, you know, mention something like that, or do you try to just promote the magazine on your Facebook? How do you interact with
well, honestly, that's something that I could do better at. You know, I don't always, I'm not always knowing everything that's happening with realtors day in and day out. My days are pretty packed with like regular stuff. So Facebook posting and finding those kind of things, that's something that I should do better at. But
we all can.
I know, right? It's so consuming.
It is. We try to do, you know, a post, you know, once a week, you know, twice a week if we can. We have an Instagram, Poppy Yards, at Poppy Yards. And, you know, it's just, you get going and you, before you know it, you did 25 jobs. And it's like, well, we should do a Facebook post. You know?
Exactly.
How many pictures do we get? You know, 7. Okay, we'll put 4 of them up. Hopefully they're good. Hopefully people like them. Yeah, it's always like, you know, you post on Facebook for interaction, right? But in a sense, I've yet to see Facebook posts of ours directly turn into a lead.
Right.
Very rarely, you know, and it's mainly
so
just to stay relevant.
Top of mind. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's the part of any type of advertising, whether you're in our publication, you know, on the radio show, whatever. It's all a piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah.
It's all a piece of the puzzle. It's and that's why it's so important, if you really do want to stay top of mind in front of whatever your target audience is that you participate in those, you put those pieces together to make your business what it is.
Right.
And we want to be the piece of the other businesses. Puzzles to help them stay top of mind.
So,
if realtors are their market.
So, you know how Google, right? Like, if you can get found on Google, great. Do you serve any value to, like, a homeowner that's trying to buy a house? Like, does your magazine, or do you think that if a person looking for a magazine found this, that's great for you? Like, is that a good find for them? How does the homeowner value or bring value to you?
Well, the only thing that a homeowner would appreciate is being able to know about the amazing agents.
Right.
Right. And then also, if they knew that the partners in our publication were recommended by top agents and they use these businesses over and over again, then they would appreciate that kind of a type of a business to work with, right?
Right. So,
but our magazine doesn't go to homeowners.
The big question is to you, how do you decide which person to refer when you know a friend that's buying a house?
I know, right?
The bubble. Who does Delilah refer?
Oh,
I don't
want to
know. You're not telling us. We don't want to know. But it's a funny theory, a funny thought, right?
What if I had to buy a house?
Yeah,
right?
What if you had to buy a house? Do you go to number one, you know?
No, it would be very difficult. I mean, I probably could pick 15 people that I would trust, and maybe more than that, but just off the top of my head.
Well, my decision's easy. I don't have to think
I could
about
refer it, though.
Right, yeah.
I could tell you to call. Sometimes it really depends on your personality. I mean,
true.
I've had my daughters buy houses, and, you know, one daughter I sent to one person, and the other daughter I sent to another person because they had totally different personalities.
Right.
And I was trying to make a good fit. I might not have made a good fit, but I was trying.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
So one thing I do want to say before we end, but Real Producers is actually not just in Tucson. It is a national company that's in over 60 markets across the United States.
Okay.
So I just want to make that clear because I am Tucson Real Producers, but there's a Real Producers in Houston and Orlando and Denver and in 60 markets. And it's pretty much a movement that has caught fire. The realtors love it. They love reading those stories. There's a lot of top realtors, like the very top Coldwell Banker realtor is in, I think he's in the Tri-Cities of, anyway, I won't be able to say where he is, but he is such an advocate for Real Producers because of the way that the relationships are changing among top realtors. Often it can be very competitive and cutthroat in some instances, but Real Producers is trying to break down those barriers and make realtors realize that everybody's a real person. They've all come from somewhere, and as if they work together, that is the best for their client, bottom line.
Right. So there's, like, you know, types of realtors. selling agents, what are the
listing agents.
Now,
lots of teams.
There's teams of
flippers.
Mix of both, right? Yeah, so does it matter which kind of realtor they are? Can they be on the number one spot? Does it matter?
It's all really about being nominated. You know, having your peers or your manager or even our partners. I ask our partners, who do you work with? You know, who has a good story? What realtor do you work with that has a good story that might be a good person for us to feature in our publication?
Yeah.
So I'm always asking.
Right, Tyler Lopez.
Yay!
Yeah, you know
they're
Tyler.
On our list.
I know. Yeah, they're on the list. Yeah, they're good buddies of mine. We're going golfing this weekend. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, gotta show them who's boss.
Well, they're like I said, they're in our on our schedule.
Okay, to contact them.
To be featured.
Oh, to be featured. Awesome. Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm.
I haven't contacted them yet and given them the stuff, but if you hear it.
Well, that's how I was introduced to you.
I know.
From Tana, right?
Uh-huh.
Tyler and Tana.
Yeah, so Tana did a really nice testimonial for one of our partners, Tom Culpepper. He owns TLC Inspections.
Okay.
And she did a lovely testimonial about him and the work that he does for her.
For a home inspector?
Uh-huh, okay. For a home inspector. So
very cool.
So she's and then we also in which publication was it? The August one. Tana was in here. There's Tom. But Tana was in here promoting Angel Charity. So that's one of the other things that we really the company that I work for is amazing. They gave $2 million to the sex trafficking industry help prevent that happening. So they just really are philanthropic in all kinds of ways. And one thing they do for us as an industry or for real producers is they give a half a page away every single month so that we can promote fundraising opportunities for nonprofits right here locally in Tucson. So almost every month I'm able to do that. And in August, we highlighted the Angel Charity, and there's quite a few realtors that are involved in Angel Charity. And I don't know if you know about Angel Charity, but they are an organization that fundraises money, and then they give it to a lot of different nonprofits around town. So they raise the money and then they give it to other organizations that are local that are doing things for children.
Okay.
So anyway, we were able to highlight the Angel Charity, and then we put the half page ad for their, they had a fundraiser in August. But for September, Anthony gave us the fundraiser that we highlighted, and it's the El Rio Foundation. And so we did a two-page article on the El Rio Foundation. That is an organization that he's a part of, the El Rio Vecinos. And they're having a fundraiser coming up on September 22nd, I believe. It's their annual bow tie event. It's bow ties and boots, and it's on the 22nd. It's going to be held at the Scottish Rite. And anyway, it's for the El Rio Foundation for children that have dental needs.
Okay.
And that's exactly what they're raising money for. So it looks like it'll be a fun time. Put on your boots. There's going to be dancing and food, and it'll be a good cause.
Right. Very cool. Yeah, it seems like, you know, the magazine offers value to a lot of people. Obviously, the magazine is shipped to the top 500 realtors monthly.
Uh-huh.
No charge?
No charge. So everything we do for realtors is free. They don't pay to be in our publication. They don't pay to get the publication. It's actually mailed to their office or their home if they've asked me to send it to their home. Comes out monthly. And our events are done quarterly.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. And seems like you're also getting, you know, a lot of help in this, for the community, right? Through the people that are, showcased, they're getting a chance to, get a little bit more attention to what they care about.
Exactly.
Which helps their future, their time to come. So I think these are great marketing for them to have so when you get somebody on Anthony, anybody else on the cover, they get a few magazines extra to help market themselves.
Yeah, sometimes they actually have an opportunity to buy just their article. So it's cost prohibitive. I mean, it really brings the cost down when you just buy your article. And then you're able to use them on listing appointments, send out to your current clients. Linda Nelson, who was our legend article that we did a few months ago, she bought her article and is going to send it out as a Christmas card. And just with her own little personalized note. So often people purchase their article. It's a little promo flyer of them and their article. So they're often using it at open houses. Tom Ebenhack, who we featured in January, has already purchased two orders of his promos because he uses them all the time in every way to be able to talk. And he had an amazing story. So when you have a good story, people want to know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's September. That's right. It's the fourth quarter. Is it 10, 11, 12? Yeah, it's the fourth quarter of the year. So do you start to game plan for next year? What are the plans for next year's magazine? What are you thinking for the future? You know, how do you make this better and you know, something that everybody wants to read, right? That's the secret of all magazines, right? Sports Illustrated, Playboy. How do you get the readers to, right, keep it relevant, I guess, right? Is that?
Well, one thing that I think keeps it relevant is we're always highlighting new people, right? I contacted two people just yesterday and said, hey, I'd like to put you in one of our November features. We're going to do a veterans feature in our November issue. There's a lot of realtors that have served in the military, and we just want to shine the light on the services that they have given. And they were super excited for me to contact them. Yes, I want to participate in this. So I think one thing that will keep it relevant is you're always talking about new agents.
Right.
But we are having our one-year anniversary realtor event, our event, and we're probably going to do that sometime in December. Our last event was actually at a $1.6 million listing home, which was quite fun.
Nice.
We had about 80, 90 people there, and Brenda O'Brien had it on the market, and so it was a win-win. I brought top realtors, and she, and we had a party. We had food and drinks and a band, a caricature artist, and... But as far as keeping it relevant, I think just the fact that we're continually going to be highlighting quality realtors. Realtors want to read about that.
Yeah.
And they've told us over and over again they love it.
Yeah, I know that there's a lot of landscaping companies out there, and I don't know the owners of the companies or what they do or where they're from. And I think the same with realtors. There's a lot of them, and you see the signs, you know, you see the trucks, you see some marketing, but that's all you know. And then to see this, it makes you want to get to the top, it makes you want to get it because
I've gotten quite a few testimonials from other agents when I say, hey, give me some feedback. And often they say, it drives me to want to get better and to be on the list,
right?
But one thing we are going to be doing in February, we're going to be doing a couples issue. So we'll be highlighting several couples in the industry that are working together. So that'll be kind of fun.
Does it have to be realtor-realtor or like mortgage realtor?
No, realtor-realtor.
Realtor-realtor.
But wouldn't that be fun, mortgage realtor?
I know somebody that he's a realtor and his wife's in the mortgage industry.
Zach Tyler. We featured Zach in our the same issue that we featured Russell Long, which was June.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Zach.
Yeah,
shout out to Zach. We're waiting for you to call us. We're waiting for the call, Zach. Give us a call.
No. Give him a call, Zach.
Yeah, Zach,
just
come
do
on.
It.
Or I'll call you. I'll be real pushy.
So I don't know if this is appropriate for me to talk about some of my sponsors, but or some of my partners. But Lister Assister is amazing. They've been a partner from the very beginning, and they are there to help agents who are listing properties and to basically give back agents a ton of time. They take care of a lot of services for agents, and they are great people. And if you have a need, if you're listing a home and you need help with your sign and pull service, your MLS data entry. They do Matterport now. They do aerial drone photography. They do virtual staging. So they do a lot of different services that can help you in your business. So you should reach out to Lister Assister.
They just take it off their plate of things to do.
Right, because realtors have a ton of things that they have to do. And they give this one-stop shopping for that part of the business. But there's also another company that does that, and they have a Benzer company. So they will take your Benzer, and you email it to them or fax it to them, and they will quote you what the price is to take care of the needs that are on the Benzer. And so they are also a one-stop shop. They have licensed contractors that take care of things. And Russell Long uses APRO Restoration all the time and loves them. He wrote a testimonial in one of our issues. And anyway, they're a great company to give a try to if you want to, if you're so busy and you don't want to be making 20 phone calls to get things taken care of on your Benzer. You just call APRO Restoration and they will take care of it for you.
Now, what is Benzer? I'm not sure what that acronym is.
So when a house goes under contract and the home inspector goes in and takes care of, goes through and inspects the house, there are things that are probably going to have to be fixed or taken care of, or all the list of things that they, you know, might need to be fixed. So the Benzer is the document that identifies all the things that have to be taken care of or could potentially be taken care of.
Okay.
Of course, there's negotiation that goes back and forth. But that's what the Benzer is. It's that document that says all the things that could be taken care of. And APRO Restoration have a bunch of contractors or licensed industries that can pretty much take care of whatever is needed on the
right.
Benzer.
Well, I hope to team up with you in the future. I think that's one of the goals that we have is to be in here with, you know, some of our, you know, my good friends, because we want to put ourselves on the map as a resource for people to call. And again, just be someone that can be trusted and, you know, bring some consistency to, you know, something that maybe lacks in that industry. We want to take the thought out and just when people want yard work to be done, we want them to know that homeowners should call Poppy Yard Solutions.
And they should.
And, you know, because, you know, we're going to do the best that we can to make you happy. And I don't know if any other company can honestly say that while keeping the price and everything in consideration. We don't have any contracts, right? So that's always a good, you know, a good sign because we don't want to, you know, rely on your service or on your service. We want to earn your service. And I think that it's kind of taking my industry by a little bit of a different standpoint is a lot of my competitors lock people into a year contract. And, you know, we're not doing that. The fact that you can offer this service to realtors without, like, I don't know why they wouldn't want to be on here, but, you know, it's not like they're being charged to look good, right? They're just looking good and looking good, you know.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. So yeah, you know, when on the last couple of episodes we've had people on the show talk about like interesting strategies that they've, you know, done to get a client or you know, to make a sale. You know, what are some interesting strategies that you've had, like whether it's, you know, doing a patty cake sale and, you know, turning it into they have a person in their family that's, you know, an industry you're looking to put on. Do you have any interesting stories or, you know, fun stories in this career path of yours? It's, you know, almost, you know, more new than, or mine is more new than yours, but it's still pretty new, right? It's only 2 years into it, and within your first year. So what's been fun? What do you think have been some like learning strategies?
Well,
or an aha moment, like when you met somebody that just like took it, like, you know, like a door opener, like, or a realization, like this is what I'm doing.
Well, I guess I meet with a lot of people that I think would be a really good fit for my business, but I don't want to ever strong arm anybody to be a part of this publication. So the aha moments that I see when I sit down with a business are their aha. It's their realization that, yeah, top realtors are really hard to get in front of. I might have called them for 3 years and they never returned my call. I wanted to sit down with them and have coffee, but they didn't. So these businesses that decide to partner with us often have their own aha moment.
Right.
Like they realize how hard it is to actually get work from a top realtor, because realtors are being bombarded all the time by all kinds of businesses to try to woo them over. And so, And so the businesses that actually jump on board, like Zach Mooney, I mean, he knows how hard it is to get a top realtor to trust him and want to work with him. So when he saw Tucson Real Producers, he was like, this is a no-brainer, you know, to be consistently in front of them. I know it takes a long time. Yes, I'm willing to put the time in, put the effort in, and be in this publication for the long haul, because it takes a long time.
Right.
And so those aha moments are very refreshing for me, because they actually see the vision of what we're trying to provide, the value that we are actually given.
No, I like it. I think it's, yeah, I mean, we are all pulled from a lot of different angles as business owners to, you know, do this, do that, do this, and you can't choose everything. And, you know, I think if people were to choose you, I think it's a good, I think it's a really good marketing effort. I really do, because it's offering value. The people that are reading it are the people that can bring the work to you. And it's a focused audience. You know,
right.
It's not just there for.
And the people we work with, you know, we are their target audience.
Right.
Right. They already are working with realtors. So we don't try to get people that don't even work with realtors to come and be a part of our platform. These people who are working with realtors. So it is the people that they need.
Yep.
So, but Cole, as far as patty cakes go, we've had lots of fun stuff with patty cakes. When you make memories for people, you know, we go to the fair every single year, and we've been at the Pima County Fair showing our product for over 30 years or about 30 years. And people come up to you and they stand in front of your booth and they look you in the eye, and you know you did work for them, you know, because of the way that they look at you and the expression on their face. And so we often don't remember them because it's been 25 years.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, they tear up and they say, it's the best thing I've ever done.
That's
you know,
cool.
They just, and it gives me goosebumps right now.
Yeah.
You know, because so many people over the years have treasured the memories that we've made. And, you know, things happen. And as far as, you know, children and lives and all kinds of things. And when you've given them something, a little hand and a little foot that they can feel and caress and treasure, that it tugs at the heart and they love it. So.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, we've talked about this before on the show with my friends. It's kind of like the Ritz-Carlton effect, you know, where you've created a guest or a customer for life, you know, whether it's just that one-time sale, because that's all they really need, unless there's multiple hands or feet.
Or children.
Or, yeah, children. Hands and feet meaning more children. Yeah. you know, that's something that not every business can do, but most should want, you know, to have that deep connection, whether it was an hour spent somewhere or 10 minutes and $10. And then 25 years later, the memory is still there because it's still there on your on your mantle or your
on your wall. They usually are hung.
Okay.
We have some on marble, but most of them are hung.
Okay. Very cool.
So,
well, talking about creating memories, you know, we've created some good memories here today. Hopefully you can share this and, you know, have your Facebook following, you know, listen up, and hopefully we can give them a couple laughs and, you know, they could share it on their page. And we want to make sure that, you know, everybody knows that Tucson Real Producers is, you know, a value source for not only realtors, but the homeowners and businesses in general to use as an outlet to build their business better, you know. I look forward to teaming up with Tucson Real Producers. I've got to get my brain ticking on, you know, how I'm going to do it. But I think it's almost like a Zach Mooney effect, you know, no doubter, because I want to be on the you know, the call log or the contacts log on all the realtors' phones if possible. And I want to get to them through a reliable source, you know.
Right.
But I think we're going to wrap it up here. It was a pleasure talking to you, Delilah.
Thanks
glad that
so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You know, I thought that, you know, I want to make sure that when I have people on that they could bring value to my business. And I definitely think that you and our businesses collide in a good way. And, you know, thank you for spending an hour here today. We are in Tucson at the Stewart Title on Broadway in Alvernon. And this show is going to be on our Facebooks and on the Tucson Business Radio X website to listen over and over and over again if you choose to do so. So we're out of here. Thanks, Delilah.
Thank you, Josh.